This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our regular Tuesday guest in studios today, Cole Daniels and Kyle May. And we probably won't be running out at midnight to run or to ride, but it soon shall pass. We're far from spring, right?
No, not at all. I mean, it's hopefully right around the corner.
Well,
in my mind.
Lindsay always says St. Patrick's Day is sort of the day you look to, like that you know once you get there in March that you're on the right side of things. And February is such a short month that you feel like, okay, we're not that bad. We're almost to the end of January. We get through February. March can be a little dicey, but we're good to go, ready to go.
We had to close a couple days last year in February because of snow, but other than that, we're almost there.
All right, and how much snow does it take for you to close? Are you like Atlanta, you know, when they just get a dusting, everything shuts down?
We had the couple of pretty gnarly storms last year in February and had to shut down.
I'm trying to remember those.
Yeah, they were ice and stuff like that. Anyway, I was looking at numbers compared to last year and saw a couple of 0 days. I'm like, what?
Those would be 0 days. All right. Well, guys, if folks are, you know, they got through the new year. They've made their sort of, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to go travel. I'm going to hike. I'm going to take a bike trip. I'm going to do all these things. What's the showroom look like to be able to get them ready to go in 6 or 7 weeks?
Showroom is great. We had to rearrange some things to fit some more bikes in. The variety of what we have in the showroom is better than what we've had for a couple of years at least. During the pandemic, we had, you know, bikes in the showroom, but it was just a lot of the same thing because that's what was available and that's what we could get. But now we have variety from, you know, kids bikes to adult bikes to, you know, cruisers, gravel bikes, road bikes, mountain bikes, just about. We have e-bikes too, so you know we cover.
Is that the fastest growing category?
E-bikes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, why is that? Do you think
it's new?
Yeah,
I hate to use a buzzword, but kind of a game changer. It brings people into a bike shop that usually wouldn't have been there because it's something that's different.
What do you expect that sector will look like, you know, in the years to come? I mean, will the prices come down a little? I just don't know what that looks like, but I got to figure that's got to be the future, right?
Yes, yes. Again, you know, it brings people in that usually wouldn't be in the bike store. We have good conversations with them. It's a good coaching moment, teaching moment. I see the prices coming down a little bit. In fact, two of the more popular ones that we've sold last year are both on sale from Giant and from Momentum. So, come talk to us about that. But all that information's out on the website as well. So, look for information on that.
All right. What do they think an electric bike is versus what an electric bike actually is?
That's a good question.
I think
because we want to buy something that does all the work, right?
Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, that's, you know, when I start a conversation with someone new, I tell them that the bikes that we sell, you have to pedal to move.
Yeah,
like there's no, you don't push a button and go. Some of them get it, and they're like, yeah, I don't understand that. That's more like a scooter. It's like, well, that's why we don't have it.
Right.
It's a different classification of e-bike. So. The ones we have, you know, they're built by the largest bicycle company in the world. I mean, it's built to a certain standard. It's built for thousands of hours of continuous use for commuting. Technically it's overbuilt, which is something that you want with a bicycle with the extra weight of a battery and the extra weight of a motor. And
yeah, but that's an investment.
Speed.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Right. So
what do the prices look like today versus even, you know, 3 or 4 years? I mean, I remember back when you owned the store and sort of the first one that came in.
Yeah, a couple thousand. Mm-hmm. What are they down to now?
Well, the most popular one's 25 on sale for $2,500.
Okay.
And with that, you get almost 100-mile range. It's 500-watt battery. It's the Vita.
Really?
Yeah, it's back down to $2,500.
So. It used to be like 30 miles or 40 miles or something.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. 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 People can remember their first phone. You know, it changes for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think with the technology, it's more of a seamless bicycle, as in the battery is integrated into the frame. The motor is integrated into the frame. You look at it and it's not obviously.
You can't see. You can't tell.
A battery pack on it.
Does it make noise?
Very. I mean, not really.
Okay.
It's pretty quiet.
Do you want it to make noise?
No. I just see kids. I see kids on the street, like, they sound like a lawnmower. You know, they got like one of those things that are illegally put together. And
yeah, that's your 50cc
DUI bike.
All right.
And there is a difference between what Kohl's sells and like what's available.
I know there is.
In department stores? No, there's a huge issue with fires going on e-bikes, and he won't say that much about it. But yes, there's like apartment buildings that have caught fire in New York because of cheap e-bikes and stuff like that. So if you're going to buy one, like, buy a nice one so your house doesn't burn down.
If you have a motor, I think you want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah.
And then tell me, we've been having this conversation earlier in and around HSHS and news, and you know, how much did the pandemic change as far as bringing back some of this stuff? I mean, I thought, Nick and I talked early on during the COVID, that it was almost kind of like going back to the 1950s Boy Scouts, you know, that anything that you would have been doing then sort of came back into vogue, you know, whether it was, you know, hunting or riding or running or, you know, trails or getting back out. Did that change, or did that change permanently where people were just back out in nature?
It did change. I think it's yet to see if it's permanent or not.
I don't know. It seems like 3 years into it, people are still wanting to go out and...
Well. From a sales standpoint.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
But I think that there, you know, ridership is up, and there's a lot of new folks out there as well.
Because those new folks kind of came to you during, you know, and even though there wasn't a lot of supply or a lot of selection, they wanted to be, they must sit in their house.
Exactly. So, you know, if you do remember back then, you know, gyms were closed and, activities were down. So people went outside.
Yeah. I was talking to Clay last week. You know, the golf numbers are still kind of maintaining, you know, that where it was in decline for years, but you could go out there and do it safely and be outdoors. And so this is an investment. You know, you buy something nice that's going to last. You take it to these folks. They'll take care of you. They'll maintain it. What's the turnaround now for like just getting a bike ready for the spring?
I mean, we're 48 hours.
Okay. You know, a couple of days.
Not a whole lot going on, which is why it's a great time to bring your bike in. We're planning stuff out for the season. And then we're excited when a bike comes in and, you know, we get to spend some time on it and talk to the customer about what they want to do with it and set it up best for success.
All right. Kyle will weigh in next on the other side of the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere.
John, the price of groceries sends somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
Yes, you got that right.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Don't miss the Argenna Ice Fest 2023, Saturday, February 11th. Complete with kids' activities, chili cook-off, yummy food at Bargenta, Jason's Pool Hall, Cups and Cones Bake Sale Treats, and more. Plus music by Sidewalk Stompers. Elm Street in Argenna will be lined with ice sculptures by Olympic gold medalist Eric Kendall. Check out live demonstrations at 11, 1, and 3 with a vendor fair at the high school. Argenna Ice Fest 2023, downtown Argenna on Saturday, February 11th. Check out the Argenna Ice Fest event on Facebook. The Housing Authority of Champaign County is announcing the first-time landlord lease-up incentive. HACC will offer a $500 incentive to new landlords who lease to a voucher holder. New landlords are eligible for up to 5 units for a total of a $2,500 incentive. Have you been inactive with the HACC and HCV programs for more than 3 years? Then you're eligible for this great incentive, too. Contact the HACC today at 217-378-7100 to learn more about this program. Or just stop by 2008 North Market in Champaign.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What is the playlist today, just out of curiosity?
Feeling Good.
Who creates those, by the way? I think that would be a fairly easy job.
They have people that work there, and then you can find ones that users put together for you.
Yeah.
You can check them out.
It just seems like feeling good could mean anything.
Sure can.
Okay.
Yeah, there's probably
this
lots
seems to
of
have more
goods.
Of a R&B and soul reference to it. All right, we are back here with Kyle and Cole. A little later today, we'll check in with the Community Foundation and Dale Coley. We'll also visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Bad luck for the Cowboys coming out of this past weekend, right? All the way around.
Oh, yeah.
The fans.
Yeah.
See the brawl outside of the stadium. Yeah. The coach. See the shove to the camera guys. It's like, can you get, you lose, and then like all the way out, you're just going to look bad. All the way out.
Bush League.
Yeah. All right.
Graceful.
Yes. Not a thing, evidently, in Texas. Talk to me about what's coming up. You guys have quite a few things happening here.
Yeah, we actually brought a demo run back last night with New Balance.
How did that go? Doing,
We had
it was better than tomorrow
dozen
night.
Or so people. Yeah, it could be a little interesting. We are supposed to have a meeting tomorrow night for our half marathon training program, but watch our Facebook page and stuff and Instagram and see if we reschedule that or not. So it's Wednesday night at 6:15, talking about our spring half marathon training program. It's kind of like anybody that can run 3 miles right now, we can get you up to a half marathon by the end of April. So the graduation race is the Illinois Half Marathon over in Champaign, which is a great event. It's very flat. So
is that the one that ends in the stadium?
Yeah, yeah. It ends in Memorial Stadium. It used to have a marathon, but after COVID, they haven't had enough volunteers to help out, so they just do a half over there now. It ends in the stadium over there. It's a pretty great event. And then also some people are going to go do a runcation and go to Cincinnati and do the Flying Pig half marathon on May 7th. So, there's info out for that. It starts February 7th. So even if we reschedule the meeting or we've done Zoom ones in the past,
sure.
Things like that. So we'll figure out something. So watch our social media for that.
All right. And what about the half frozen half marathon?
So, we had registration open for that. I think you could still get in if you wanted to. We're doing a half frozen half marathon, as you just said.
You are tempting fate, right? I mean, you know that.
It looks okay for Saturday.
Yeah, but when you just say half frozen, you were just inviting that to all the rest of us.
Yeah, sorry. Blame it on me. So we're going to do, the plan is to run 13.1 miles, which is a half marathon over the course of a weekend. So you can do it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. There is a big group getting together on Saturday morning at the store at 7:30, and they're going to run a half marathon that morning, including my wife. So she's all ready for that. And we're going to have hot chocolate and photo booth and stuff afterwards. So, yeah, should hopefully be okay. I looked, the weather's 29 degrees that morning.
It's not bad. We're not going to have that cold. All right, so the Frosty 50. I brought this up to Jeremy, our guy up in Bloomington Normal, yesterday on a conference call. And he's going to contact the Fleet Feet store there.
Cool.
I can't remember her name.
Julie.
But I feel like we should
email her. She's in Spain right now.
Okay. See, we got the edge here.
Yeah.
So here's what I was going to say. I didn't tell Jeremy this, but we'll donate. Okay. We'll sponsor the Decatur side of this. Right. So we'll blast the airwaves with all the free stuff that you need to get people to sign up because we want to win.
Well, yeah. All right. Let's do it.
I didn't tell him that.
Okay.
So he's going to figure that out when she gets back from Spain. So we've got to jump on them.
So registration just opened.
Okay.
And it's dead even like 30 people from each town right now.
Got to do better than that. Got to do better than that. What's a number that you're looking for? What would you like to hit?
Last year we had almost 50 each. Okay. 50 people doing the Frosty 50. Okay, so it's a challenge between Decatur.
So how does this work then? Like if one group has more than the other, I mean, how do you even it out?
Somebody's got to run more. It's just statistically.
No, I like that. It's just mile for mile, then, right?
Yeah, statistically, it's just been the numbers have been really close on how many people have signed up. So it's a competition, Decatur versus Bloomington. You sign up and pick your town. And the goal is to run 50 miles in February, but if you just run a little bit, that's fine. We'll have you sign up too. They all count for the challenge here,
12 miles there. Yeah, no, I'm all for it.
And then we got some prizes. Do we do a hoodie for that one? We got like a shirt or something like that we do with it. And then we'll have a post race celebration. And there's a traveling trophy that hasn't left Decatur. It'll be fun. So yeah, sign up registration's open right now. It's through you know, there's a Facebook event and through the events tab on fleetfeetdecaturil.com. You can go to that and sign up. And I mean, the goal is to get people moving. I mean, February is a pretty rough month sometimes, but if you get a couple miles in and they count towards the challenge, all the better.
And
right?
You can do it on a treadmill.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to be outside running.
No, I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can do a treadmill.
Are you making that up as we go?
Yeah, well, that'd be fine.
I mean, a mile's a mile, right?
Yeah, I think it counts.
Yeah. If the goal is to get people moving.
Yeah.
Have a rough February, you know, weather month.
I was thinking I did it last year, and I think I counted my treadmill miles. So, yeah, hopefully.
All right. So we'll get some stuff out there for folks. We'll talk about that after. But we want to make sure the traveling trophy stays here.
Yeah.
Because they used to do that golf thing where they just kicked our ass every year. Remember that?
Well, I got to say, I think they thought that they were going to destroy us. And then we had like two guys sign up.
There is this thing. We're always the underdog, yeah. Which I hate. So we're going to get all over this.
We had two guys sign up the first year that did like 150 miles that month or something crazy. So, and then last year was a little tougher, but we pulled ahead. So, yeah, it's fun. So it's nice doing that. We get along great with the Fleet Feet Bloomington. You know, Fleet Feet's a franchise, but they put us far enough away. We aren't really competing with each other, St. Louis and Chicago, but we all like help each other out more than anything. So it's a really good.
Yeah, that's great. Your friends. We want to win.
That's the attitude you need.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I still want to crush them, but anyway.
All right, we only got a couple seconds left here. Open house. You guys have identified the dates.
Yes, March 24th and 25th, Friday and Saturday. So we're going to do a brew run that evening. We got Papa Murphy's going to come hang out and make some pizzas for us. Going to hopefully line up some of the local breweries and stuff. We got some reps coming in. We got New Balance and I think a couple others lined up already. So we're still working on all that. Basically get all our reps in, show us the new stuff for the season. So, yeah. Can I talk about two shoes real quick? No, we're done. All right. Talked about the Frosty 50. All right. I sent pictures.
I can only make time be time. I
He's got pictures, though.
That helps.
Those are good for radio.
Can I hold them up to the microphone?
Yeah, hold them up. Please hold them up real quick.
Please do.
All right, there you go. Oh,
geez. Like 3 years.
I'm still trying to figure this thing out.
All right. You can check out all the action at fleetfeetdecaturil.com, spincity.co. Follow them on social media.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.